You're listening to the Less Stress in Life podcast. Your hosts, Deb Timmerman and Barb Fletcher, are on a mission to help individuals and organizations manage stress and change. Together, they bring you real conversations, inspirational stories, and strategies to help move you from being stressed to feeling your best. Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Timmerman. Welcome to our series of 52 Practical Tools for Less Stress in Life. This is episode 51.
We're in the home stretch, Deb. I'm Barb Fletcher. Our goal is to give you tools and strategies to help you move from being stressed to feeling your best. Our guests today are Dr. Holly Brown and her partner, Keegan O'Geds. Our topic today is forging a heart-based relationship with your partner. Keegan is a music producer, audio engineer, DJ, among many titles. He was born in Ontario and now lives in Fredericton, New Brunswick. His time in the music industry so far has led him to working with such brands as Netflix and McDonald's. We're all pretty familiar with those. Keegan has spent many years working with recording artists one-on-one to help them develop their music. Dr. Holly is a family chiropractic practicing in Fredericton. She believes we're all born with the innate intelligence within us and has a passion for helping people heal and thrive from the inside out. Her practice focuses on perinatal, pediatric, and women's health. While attending chiropractic school in Toronto, she met her best friend and partner, Keegan. Today, they enjoy traveling, spending time in nature, camping, and practicing yoga. Full disclosure, the three of us have spent some time together practicing some heart math techniques to self-regulate and become aware of emotions. Welcome, Keegan and Dr. Holly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excited to be here. Episode 51. Wow. Congrats, guys.
Thanks. Tell us a little bit about how the two of you came together, how you formed a partnership.
Well, we were both on vacation in Cuba. So I was there with a group of friends and Keegan was there with a group of friends. We actually were on the same flight. And yeah,
from Toronto.
From Toronto. And we met the first night there and we were pretty inseparable since then.
Our groups just kind of formed that night and then we hung out every day and then we went back to Toronto. She was in school, chiropractic school, and I was working and we just kept it going.
What a great story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I live for a good story, so.
You didn't get together right away. There was a period of time when Dr. Holly, you were living in Fredericton and Keegan was living in Toronto.
Well, we actually lived together in Toronto together for a year. So mm-hmm. we were together. And then I decided to come home to pursue my career in Fredericton because that's where I'm from. And so we did long distance until the pandemic hit. And then Keegan decided to move here.
Yeah. I was visiting here. It's a long story, but I was on one of my trips visiting her. And then the pandemic was rolling out real time for everybody. And then schools were getting shut down and then airports were getting shut down. And then I got an email saying your flight, like after your flight, the airports are closing down. So I had to make a decision. Either am I going to fly back to Toronto to sit on my couch for the foreseeable future, because no one knew how long any of that was going to last, or should I just stick it out here and see what happens? And here we are 2 years later, living in Fredericton, New Brunswick.
That's a lot of change for the two of you in a really short period of time. Sometimes that creates some upheaval in relationships. Can you tell us what your stress struggles were as the two of you came together, other than everyone's stress struggle, which was the pandemic?
Yeah, I would say probably the biggest thing would be Keegan becoming accustomed to a much, much slower pace of life. And, you know, going from being a music producer in Toronto, working with hip hop artists, to coming to Little Fredericton, where really there's not much of that. So that was definitely something that we had to navigate. And then, of course, just dealing with the pandemic in general. So we had that major stress, plus then also just this other stressor of a lot of change in general.
You probably couldn't see patients during that time either, could you? So no work for either.
No. No one was doing anything. I mean, in the beginning, I think this thing was happening where everyone, at the beginning of the pandemic, everyone was going through so much change simultaneously that it was kind of a relief almost, because the group, everybody globally is going through this change. So it was this like acceptance that it's not just me going through all this change right now.
There's power in that, isn't there? Knowing that you're not alone in this journey. But still, the struggle is you got to figure out how to make this work. So is that where Barb came in? How did you get to Barb?
Yeah, Barb, I guess, came in more recently, but I've known Barb for a longer time. So Barb and I had a connection before Keegan and Barb formed a connection. And then it's been more as of late that we've been working with Barb. And I knew that I wanted to do heart math. And I was like, oh, well, this would be a great chance for the two of us to do it together. Because obviously Keegan moved here just over 2 years ago, but the same challenges still arise, right? Being in a smaller city. And so we're always navigating that world. Barb has given us some amazing tools to help within ourselves, but also our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Barb, normally we work with individuals. It's not often that we get to work with partners or folks that are in a committed relationship. What was that like for you to be working with both of them simultaneously?
Well, I was excited because it takes a lot of courage for a couple to arrive and be vulnerable and be able to share what's actually happening with them on the inside with somebody that doesn't live in their household. There was a lot of gratitude for how they use the tools with some of the things that might appear mundane, but we know that if they don't have a resolution, can create much more trouble in a relationship. So they were able to look at some of the simpler things. We worked with a biofeedback tool to determine the level of coherence. And it was as simple as if the biofeedback tool wasn't left in a conspicuous place, it became forgotten. And so it was just those little nuances that I was just so appreciative that they could problem solve. But the benefits become exponential because when two people understand these tools, not only do they benefit themselves, but the relationship blossoms as well.
I like the word you used, Barb, exponential, because it's like, if I were to just do this myself, then there would have been these tools and experience that I would have wanted to pass along to Holly. But think about all the times you do something or take a course in your life or do this thing in your life, and then you want your partner to realize and experience and do it just like how you do it, but they don't typically just go on full board with it. But because we were doing it simultaneously, as a couple, we were growing, as tools we were getting to deal with the outside world, we were getting that together, tools to deal with each other and talk about experiences. It was far greater than I think if either of us were just practicing this. It's exponential and it's bigger than itself.
And another thing too that we often talked about is having the same language and lingo. When things did start to escalate, it was much easier to be able to get in coherence and use that language together so that we were in the same space. So not only were we benefiting ourselves individually, but also our partnership.
Holly, were there surprises that came as a result of doing this work in your relationship?
Yeah, I'll be like super vulnerable and open that I was like really shocked at the very start when we did the questionnaire at how much Keegan felt stress within our relationship. versus I didn't so much feel that. So it was kind of like eye-opening in that side of things. And I also think just having somebody to talk to, like we can have conversations between the two of us, but when there's somebody else there that we're speaking to and not necessarily one towards each other, you see a different side of things. I think like the way that Keegan was able to share things with you that maybe he wouldn't have just shared openly with me.
Certainly those tools create more empathy and compassion for yourself and for your partner. So you're right, Holly, that does change.
Mm-hmm. Also that energetic alignment between the couple, I think that changes as well. Sometimes we don't take time to get on that same level as our partner. Maybe like my husband comes home, he comes in, he's still carrying the day. He hasn't had time to make that transition. And I'm already asking him questions about how his day was. But when we use that language, like you said, and give each other some time to get into coherence, it changes the dynamic. You can feel the energetic shift between people.
Yeah, we even so much as incorporated it into our morning routine. So we both woke up and used the device like one after each other to get in coherence. And it kind of became like fun because it was like, oh, how's yours today? Mm-hmm. You know? And so it was like interesting to see and just like play with that together. Again, it's like being able to do that with somebody else is such a different experience than just doing it on your own.
So what's changed in your relationship since you've been doing this work?
I think we could both agree that I think I'm able to come down a lot faster. I definitely have more of a reactive, I'll just say angry kind of sometimes approach to things. And so, and maybe Keegan was aware of it before I even became aware of it, but he was like, you're not reacting the same way that you used to react to things, or, you know, things that used to make you escalate very quickly don't seem to do that. Or like even just within the relationship, being able to have calm, collected, meaningful communication.
I think there is so much power and beauty in what she just said, because what she has learned through this process is such a deeper level of awareness of herself. It's so powerful because like, you can't just tell somebody, like, oh, you're out of coherence and you're not reacting a certain way, blah, 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 blah. But when you really get into the nitty gritty of the scientific and the tools and the this and the that, she is such a completely different person after this. And can just deal with a lot more daily stresses than prior. So that was really cool to hear.
Yeah.
We all ride the waves of stress a little bit differently. And what you just said, Keegan, about evening out, I think that's the beauty of this practice. The stuff still happens, but we don't have the highs or the lows. It's just so much more of an even journey.
But to be honest with you, you can have high highs and low lows, but with this practice and these tools, you can even yourself out quicker than hanging on to the low lows or the high highs.
What strategies do the two of you have to support each other when one of you is having a difficult time? I know that you talked about common language. Are there things that come up and you remind them or you support them? What is it that you do?
Anything come to mind?
Yeah, I think we use our breath a lot more. So for example, like we had a little bit of a stressful situation externally on our relationship, not within, but a phone call. And immediately after the phone call, Keegan was like, let's just take some breaths, right? So it's like as easy as going within, right? Like we have the power to be able to regulate our nervous system and the awareness around that. So being able to just implement them, I think, has been a big thing.
Yeah. Life happens. There's so much power in breath, but I can't even regurgitate the scientific stuff I've heard. But everybody knows, at least here today, how much power there is in breath. And in the moment, you got to be adults and the bigger person and breathe through it and let it go and do just that and support the other person and try to do the right thing, right?
I think both of us are very driven individuals within our own careers. And so using the freeze frame has been super powerful for us to really kind of like manifest things in our life, whether it be individually or together.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to share, Barb, a little bit about what freeze frame is for the people that are listening and don't know?
Sure. So freeze frame is really about getting in coherent first and then freezing the frame around that and just tapping into our awareness to understand what our intuition might have to offer on this subject. And our intuition is always going to get it right. Unfortunately, we've been discouraged not to tap into it and not to listen to it. So when people become very efficient at tapping into it using a tool such as freeze frame, they experience a whole lot more ease, awareness, and their path becomes much, much clearer.
Thank you.
I think a quick note that might help some people is that Holly and I are both very entrepreneurial minded. And with these tools, you can really help accelerate shifting and creating your own reality. Like there was one, I forget what the exact title was, Barb, but you get into coherence, you take some time and you plan a situation in your mind and you plan the conversation you're going to have with somebody and how they're going to react. And you put that energy out there and you'd be surprised at how, boom, then that conversation happens. Then that thing happens. Then things happen and you can influence the situation prior.
Our energy and our coherence influences those that we interact with every single day. And so when we show up with a clean coherence aura around us, the others around us begin to feel like, oh, that's a place I'd like to lean in or perhaps even know more about. So I know, Dr. Holly, that when you are working with people who are coming into a chiropractic office, most of them aren't coming in because they're 100%. They're coming in because something's a bit off. And so more coherence that you're able to achieve, the easier your day is likely to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a lot of energy coming into an office, right? A lot of like quick energy turnover. And so it's important as a practitioner that you show up for each one of your patients in a good space. So that was another thing that I did, something that Barb and I had chatted about, putting a little sticky note on my desk. And so just quickly getting back into coherence between each one of my patients, which was an awesome tool to incorporate.
How has your practice changed because of these tools, Dr. Holly?
I just think that I'm in a better space. And we were chatting earlier about how our energy field affects other people's energy fields. And so I'm in a position where I really just want to facilitate healing for others. And so in order for myself to do that, I need to be in a proper space energetically. And sometimes it's easy to come out of that. So it's okay if that happens, but just the awareness that comes with HeartMath of tapping back into coherence.
What's one piece of advice that you could share, Dr. Holly, for couples who are struggling at this time?
For one, vulnerability of understanding that and being okay with looking for maybe some external help in the sense of it doesn't always have to be counseling, but like this was a very positive tool for us to come to. We weren't struggling by any means. So you don't even need to be struggling. I think it's just going to augment any relationship for that matter, whether it be partnership, whether it be a mom and her daughter or
wasn't any, even for the relationship, it just happened to help out.
Yeah, I think any relationship for that matter could flourish and benefit from this type of thing. So I think being vulnerable and understanding that there's always room for improvement and seeking that out, we take a very like holistic and natural approach to our life in general. And this just really aligned well. So, you know, we had already a lot of the lingo and practices, but this gave us a tool to incorporate it in our everyday life.
Keegan, have anything to add to that?
Breathe through it. Get into coherence. That's all this is about, right?
It's like the mantra to heal the world.
Yeah.
Where do people connect with you if they would like to have more information about your chiropractic practice or your music?
Yeah, we're both active on Instagram.
What's your handle?
Healing Home Chiropractic is my office, and that's where you can find me on Instagram. It's also my website, healinghomechiropractic.com, or connect with me personally at Hall Brown on Instagram.
That is HLBROWN. Just for people, if they do want to reach out to her. Yeah, it'll be a wild goose chase if you go looking for Holly Brown on Instagram. And I'm on Instagram. I'm You Know Keegan, YOUKNOWKEEGAN. You know me, it's me. You can find me on Instagram. If you want to talk, yeah, feel free.
Awesome. We'll put the links to those in our show notes. We usually do a call to action at the end of each of our podcasts. This podcast was super powerful, and it's geared more toward partnerships and couples. What's the call to action for everybody listening to this?
I think if people are struggling and wondering if some of these tools might work for them, don't be afraid to step forward and see what might be available, because relationships are what it's all about. It's what we're meant to be connected. And when that connection either is a little bit weak, or maybe it's not the way we'd like it to be, we just need to find tools and approaches to try and strengthen that.
Yeah. And if you are already having a great relationship, deepening that with these tools is awesome. We use it in our house, and I think we've been married now 7 years. I can count on one hand the number of times that we've had a downright out argument, and it was brief and we reset. That isn't the norm for most people these days. So reach out to us. Thank you so much for agreeing to share and be vulnerable. I think this is going to be a really great episode and help a lot of people.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Less stress in life is possible. If you're new to this kind of thinking and would like to explore what's possible for you, we'd love to connect. You can reach us through our website at lessstressinlife.com. That's lessstressinlife.com.